with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Justice Department has opened a federal civil rights investigation into the shooting death of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
Preddy was gunned down by Border Patrol officers, and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said the FBI would be leading the investigation.
We're looking at everything that would shed light on what happened that day and in the days and weeks leading up to what happened.
Blanche did not explain why DOJ decided to open an investigation into Preddy's killing, but has said a similar probe is not warranted in the death of Renee Good, who was shot by an ICE officer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ben Thomas reports President Trump is threatening sanctions over Cuba while reopening Venezuelan airspace.
President Trump signed an executive order that would impose tariffs on goods from countries that sell or provide oil to Cuba. It's a move that puts pressure on Mexico. President Claudia Sheinbaum said this week her government has at least temporarily stopped oil shipments to Cuba, but called that a sovereign decision, not made under pressure from Washington. Meanwhile, Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, signed into law an overhaul of her country's oil industry, easing state control in an effort to lure investors. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Journalist Don Lemon has been charged with federal civil rights crimes in connection with an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a service at a Minnesota church. Attorney Abby Lowell says Lemon was arrested Thursday by federal agents in Los Angeles, where he'd been covering the Grammy Awards. Lemon was charged Friday with conspiracy and interfering with the First Amendment rights of worshipers. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 179 points. This is SRN News. A new look at America's religious practices and beliefs.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that about half of the population never goes to church. 25% attend weekly, 8% once or twice a month, and 18% once or twice a year. 54% of Americans are certain that God exists, 21% are fairly certain, and 24% are pretty sure or very sure that he does not exist. 44% of us pray daily, 23% weekly or monthly, 32% seldom or never. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has accused a Delaware nurse practitioner of prescribing abortion-inducing drugs to Texas residents. This is the second lawsuit Texas has filed against an out-of-state provider. Paxton has filed suit against Deborah Lynch, who operates an online clinic called Her Safe Harbor. The lawsuit alleges Lynch sent abortion pills to women in Houston and El Paso. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump says he made the right choice by deciding to nominate Kevin Warsh to lead the Federal Reserve.
He's very smart, very good, strong, young, pretty young, and I think he's going to do good. I mean, he was the central casting guy that people wanted.
Warsh once supported higher interest rates to fight inflation, but more recently has backed lower rates. That puts him in alignment with President Trump's philosophy. Gold and silver prices plummeted early this morning following news that Warsh would be nominated. Investors started selling off precious metals, with gold falling by as much as 10%, dropping from $5,500 an ounce to about $5,136 an ounce. Silver nosedived by up to 20%. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was down by 179 points, and NASDAQ off by 223. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.